I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOA News Time 8:24, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We're pleased to have with us Jessica Corpening on the KVOA Sutherland studio line as we talk about a big fundraiser coming ahead for Family Promise of the Flint Hills.
Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us here today. How are things going at Family Promise here this late summer season?
It's very busy. We have had a very, very busy couple of weeks with serving families in our shelter, but also our prevention program has picked up, and we're helping families avoid evictions.
Is this something that you had anticipated, and is this part of a longer-term trend, or do you see more peaks and valleys here with your services?
We've kind of had a lot of peaks and valleys. Before it got busy, we kind of were at a little standstill with not having a lot of calls, but it certainly has picked up, and I think a lot of it might have to do with the increased costs of gas, costs of groceries. Families are having a little bit harder time, you know, remaining stable in their housing situations, and so that's why we're here to help.
Well, Jessica, before we get into an event you have coming up later on in the month of September, let's talk about Family Promise and your mission and exactly what you do.
We are a nonprofit agency that helps families at risk of or experiencing homelessness in the Lyon County and surrounding areas. We started out with just a shelter program where we were housing families in a hotel. They were getting meals delivered to them by our lovely volunteers, and we've kind of switched gears a little bit. Instead of being in that hotel model, we're in what we call an apartment model, where we have a fourplex that each unit is a shelter unit for the families. They still get food delivered to them on a weekly basis. They're just provided the groceries to kind of empower them to be able to cook meals for their families. And also we implemented that prevention program I was talking about that is targeted for families who have eviction notices or utility shutoff notices that could lead them to a homelessness situation. We also have a stabilization program that helps families once they're back into stable housing to remain in that stable housing, and that just really looks different. It could be, you know, help with a utility bill one month, or maybe they need some food or some clothing, or just connecting them with resources that will allow them to stay in stable housing.
And really, Jessica, when you look at things, since you got started, adjustments and adaptations have really been the name of the game, because it sounds like you're using an adapted model here to make sure that families that are battling either homelessness or the potential of homelessness, make sure that they have that's at least some semblance of stability moving forward.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of shift nationally with Family Promise. Before I started, and kind of before the pandemic, a lot of these Family Promise affiliates were in the rotation model where they were using congregations as shelters. And you know, the pandemic really threw a wrench in a lot of systems, and this was one of them. So on the national level, they kind of started thinking, how can we still serve families like we need to? And that's where these kind of static models or apartment models and hotel models came to play. And then also implementing prevention, because really, if we can prevent a homeless situation, we're a lot better off, because that reduces the trauma that these children go through. And really, in a dollars and cents perspective, it costs less to prevent a situation than it really does to shelter and then, you know, find a new stable housing situation.
So right now you're able to house four families, Jessica. Did I understand that right?
We can house three families because our office is in one of the other units.
Okay.
And that's actually been a really nice blessing for us, because we're able to be right here with the families. So if they need something, they just come into our office, we can help them. So it's really been a nice adjustment. We are full right now, so we are seeing there's a lot of action going on, and it's really been just busy.
Yeah, that was my next question. Are you seeing the need, obviously, for more housing? Is that something you could use?
Yes. We do. Like I said, we're full. We do have a wait list, and we do keep getting calls. And so we just kind of work with each family to try and get them, you know, whether it's child care, employment, sometimes it's all of the above, and then start working on budgeting, and then we start working on finding places where they, something that fits their budget, but also fits the need of their family. And so there's really just kind of a 3 or 4 step process while they're in the shelter program.
And Jessica Corpening with Family Promise of the Flint Hills, she is the director. How do families find you, or how do you find families, Jessica, that are in need?
Families can call us at 620-208-7774. We do get a lot of referrals from partnering agencies that know of families. We do try to get out and let them know if we do have openings. And some people simply just use Google and find us and then give us a call.
Well, let's talk about what you've got coming up here, the Year of Promise fundraiser, coming up September 24th. Talk about what's going to be taking place for folks.
So we're going to have a dinner and a silent auction, and also I'm going to be doing a presentation. The idea kind of came to me. I wanted to have a sit-down event so people could come and really learn about our first year, because it's been a really busy year, but like we talked about a little bit earlier, there's been a lot of changes, and just updating people on where we're at and what we're doing now, but also what I want to be doing. And so I kind of want to showcase some of our successes and our changes, and talk about, you know, nationally how Family Promise has changed, all while enjoying the meal and, you know, having some auction items up for grabs.
Okay. What's going to be the time for that, and is there a cost for people to get involved?
It is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on September 24th. It'll be at the First United Methodist Church on Merchant Street here in Emporia. Tickets are $15 in advance, and those can be purchased by calling our office or the following board members: Bev Long, Joanne Kloppenberg, Catherine Martin, Christy Romer, Amanda Gutierrez, and Kathy Herrera all have tickets as well. And then at the door, we will have an option of $20 tickets.
Understood. Now, you mentioned here the silent auction. Typically, we highlight live auction items, but what do you have on the silent auction list, at least for now, that could be considered highlights and draw people in?
We're still really working on that. We do have some, so far, some hair care products. I'm looking, trying to finalize like a travel basket that I think might be a really great item to have on there. We have asked some restaurants for like gift cards, maybe creating like a night out on the town, because we've seen those have been pretty popular at other silent auctions, but really just still working at going to businesses and asking them for their support.
We hope you have a big turnout coming up at the First United Methodist Church at 823 Merchant Street. That event will be September 24th from 5:30 until 7:30. And again, tickets are $15 in advance, and you can call 620-208-7774 to get your tickets. Family Promise of the Flint Hills doing great work supporting many families in need in and around the Emporia area. Well, Jessica, thanks for all you do. Hope you have a great evening coming up September 24th.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
That is Family Promise of the Flint Hills Director Jessica Corpening joining us, talking about a Year of Promise fundraising event coming up on September 24th.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, the Newsmaker 2s in the 8 o'clock hour, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow for the Newsmaker 2 segment, we'll have Rosalie Krenger joining us as we get an update on the No Coast Film Festival.
Which will be here before we know it too, huh?
Boy, September is chock full of stuff.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell says, retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's Craig Barnwell, CB Financial. It's 834. Hostess Brands is seeking a maintenance supervisor for their facility in Emporia. This individual will supervise and train maintenance personnel in the upkeep of existing equipment, plan and direct engineering and maintenance activities for a work shift, and focus on meeting company standards. They offer competitive pay depending on experience, a comprehensive benefit package, including health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, paid time off, and paid holidays. Apply online at hostessbrands.com or call 340-9235. Hostess Brands is an equal opportunity employer. Wash and Vac is state-of-the-art in automatic car washes.
It adjusts for the size of your car for maximum effectiveness.
Then comes a two-step pre-sub,
a tire cleaner,
a rocker panel blaster,
undercarriage rust inhibitor and wash,
a conditioner and wax with UV protection,
followed by a spot-free rinse,
and high-performance dryers.
Wash and Vac on West Highway 50 across from Bluestem Farm and Ranch.
Where dirty cars love to go. KVOE Live in local sunshine and 66 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
Thousands of airline travelers were left stranded again on Monday after more than 1,000 flights were grounded due to severe